You are listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 30,046.24. That's where the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed on Tuesday, marking its first ever climb above 30,000. The milestone marks a full recovery, and then some, from the sell-off that happened at the beginning of the pandemic. The Dow is up more than 60% from its March 23rd low, and the recent rally can be attributed in part to the vaccine and the conclusion of the presidential election. The market's rally comes as coronavirus cases surge throughout the US and Europe, and stocks of companies that benefit from reopening rose most on Tuesday, even as potential shutdowns loom. So investors should be careful. The market may be a little too optimistic this week. The next number up is 2014. That's the last time home prices rose this quickly, according to data from Case-Shiller. People are buying homes at a faster rate after the pandemic, and it seems to be driven by people moving out of cities, possibly in search of more space, after stay-at-home orders led to remote work and schooling. While prices also rose in the 20 major cities tracked by Case-Shiller, they climbed only at 2018's pace. Mortgage applications have picked up a lot from last year, too. This trend has been good for home builder stocks. The sector is up almost 30% this year. Our last number is 4.3%. That's how much crude oil prices gained on Tuesday. Oil prices have now recovered to pre-pandemic levels. The U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate crude closed just under $45 a barrel on Tuesday, the highest since March 5th. The COVID-19 vaccine has boosted growth expectations, and even though it won't be widely distributed until next year, the boost in business confidence and spending could start now. And for better or worse, it looks as if many people are planning to keep their holiday travel plans. One question is whether oil producers will respond to these higher prices by increasing production. They cut production sharply in April, but are scheduled to raise production again in January. In other words, the rally in oil may not last. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Friday. Have a happy Thanksgiving.